I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, January 15th. The Quincy and North Quincy High School hockey teams are back on hiatus after a participant at last Saturday night's game at the Quincy Youth Arena tested positive for COVID-19. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says he learned of the positive test yesterday. All participants will have to quarantine for 7 to 14 days and will have to learn remotely until they're cleared by the Quincy Health Department. There were 58 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 699. Quincy's positivity rate has fallen to 7.4% from 8%, and the city is still in the red category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 141 deaths. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the City Council to approve the redevelopment of Wollaston Center. At next Tuesday's City Council meeting, the administration will request approval of an order declaring Wollaston Center an urban redevelopment zone, which would clear the way for revitalization of the area, similar to what's taking place in Quincy Center. Also on Tuesday night, the City Council will honor retiring Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones and newly named Speaker of the Massachusetts House, State Representative Ron Mariano of Quincy. The Council has been honoring COVID-19 heroes at the beginning of each meeting. Jones announced recently she's retiring at the end of the month after 19 years of service. Mariano was elected House Speaker recently, replacing Robert DeLeo, who resigned. A reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling will be delayed one day next week due to the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, January 15th.